This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Horrible thing that happened not long ago. Attack in Afghanistan. Yeah, American citizens were apparently among those who were killed in this weekend attack at the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul. The attackers were affiliated with a Pakistani-based, they call it the Haqqani Network. And this is information from the Afghan Interior. The Taliban released a statement claiming responsibility. They don't know how many Americans were killed. All they know is that there were Americans killed. Out of the 22, at least 22 people were killed. It was a 12-hour standoff. Security forces, going after these gunmen who had raided the hotel. And I just heard the report. They said these guys went room to room going, "Are you Afghani?" Probably asking in the tribal language or something. "No, I'm, Chinese. I'm American. I'm this." And they were willy-nilly killing people. And it was suspicious because they said that the Afghan, it was a hotel run by the government, and they turned over the security to a private security force. And the guys who got in using a VIP entrance that nobody should have been to and all this other stuff. So, inside job. Diplomats supposedly there. Afghan government has some swamp draining to be done, apparently. Of those killed, 14 were foreign nationals. 8 were Afghans. This is according to Najib Danish, spokesman for the Ministry of Interior. And 6 gunmen were killed when security forces responded. So the good news out of this thing, if you want to look for a silver lining, is at least the government came in, they've got the security forces necessary to kill these guys. The bad news is you're not safe anywhere. Glad you guys are here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, you are safe here. There will be no terrorist attacks on this radio show. You are under the umbrella, the protection of the Black Sphere team. We're better than Blackwater. And you don't have to worry. We've got Navy SEALs looking out. We got Force Recon, MARCOM guys. We got Army Rangers, Delta D-Boys. We got them all. They're protecting you right now. You are under the gauntlet of the best protection you could ever imagine as you sit wherever you sit listening to me. And I'm not in a bunker. Mark Levin, you say, "I'm not in a bunker. I'm in the bunker talking about the Constitution." No, I'm right in plain view. Just come check us out. I feel sorry for these folks that went to Afghanistan, probably feeling like they were under the protection of the government, not realizing that the remnants of an Obama world are still out there. We see it every day, don't we? School shooting. There's been 2 or 3 school shootings. If Donald Trump inherited anything from Barack Obama, mass shootings is something he inherited from Obama. Terrorist attacks, he inherited from Obama. A terrible economy, he inherited from Obama. A very unsafe world. And I can't wait until Donald Trump starts shifting that focus from the economy to the rest of the world, because he's going to have this licked in about 6 months. I told you guys the tidal wave. The tsunami wave. It's better than the tidal wave. Because a tidal wave hits and psh, that's it. A tsunami comes way far inland. It does considerably more. It's got a lot more power to it because it's just a big moving mass of water. And it takes down buildings and cars and boats and yachts. It doesn't care what's in the way. It just, whoosh, a wave hits, erodes the shore, rolls back out, and that's the end of it. Not a tsunami. Donald Trump is a good tsunami. He's dropping fertilizer all over the place where things are. He's cleaning up stuff. This tsunami doesn't remove buildings. It goes around them. I love, because I know liberals listen to the program and now, "Kevin Jackson, he's all in for Donald Trump." They get mad at me when I say stuff like that. But I do. I see Trump as a good tsunami. By the way, the good tsunami, it's saying, I'm going to destroy. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah up in here in D.C. I'm going to mow it all over. You know, we're going to replant. We're going to reseed. Everything's going to be good. It'll be better, better than before. But yeah, this world we live in is crazy, and it's crazy because of Obama. When I was in Paris, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, the entire time I was there, everybody's worried. Kevin, be careful. Oh my gosh. I told you guys this story. It wasn't like, oh my goodness, I so want to be you right now, Kevin, Paris. Oh wow. Hadn't been since the 1980s or whatever. No, it was none of that. It was not, oh man, you know, what a romantic city. You know, too bad you're there on business. And it was none of that. Just be careful, dude. Watch where you go. You know they got those no-go zones. Man, you can't even... That's the world we live in now. You tell somebody I'm doing something exotic. Something that the ordinary person doesn't do. Be careful, man. You never know, man. You don't know when your time's up. No, I'm like, yeah, you don't. What am I worried about? I tell you guys all the time, God's taking care of me because he's got this purpose for me. I don't quite know exactly what it is, but I just keep following this path. And, you know, maybe it works. Maybe it works out good for me. I hope it does. Trust in the Lord. Here he is. He's getting all preachy again. Kevin just went to becoming Creeflo Dollar. If I was Creeflo Dollar, I'd be asking y'all for a plane. 67. God spoke to me last night. He said to all my listeners. He said, Kevin, ask him. You need a plane. And look, I know the plane costs $62 million. I get it. It's a lot of money. But God said they will provide. He doesn't know my listeners. Ooh, Lord. Oh, did I say that out loud? Did I say that? Can you cut that? Can you get rid of that? Oh, man. I'm having fun with y'all today. It's been an interesting day. You know, because we're all over the news. Because look, it's dominated by all this other stuff. You know, we could stay one trick pony. Talk about, oh, Donald Trump defeated the Democrats when he beat him up on this issue or another. You know, Chuck Schumer, they're calling it the Schumer sellout. Yeah, we can talk about that stuff. I'm happy to. Chuck Schumer, the Schumer sellout. He's such a sellout. The left hated. I'm bored with the topic. Because, you know, there's more to life than just us beating up on Democrats, beating up on leftists, beating up on progressives. Oh, no, there's not. I was testing y'all. Yeah, my producers are looking at me going, don't try to fool us. Yeah, but there were people out there. I fooled some of the people out here. Yeah, that's how we have our fun. Short break, folks. Kevin Jackson, KJ Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Should we do another round of listener messages, maybe? Huh? What do you think? I think so. Look, I so appreciate you guys. I really do. Because you make it fun. And we're going to be interfacing a lot more with you. Show's expanding. We've added, I want to say, 3 new terrestrial markets. I don't know where we stand in digital because we're working on stuff, but this team is going at it. We've got the Woobazoo guys working. We got Keith. We got Tony going at it. Dustin working on the website. We've got the Show Must Go On, who's building up our network outside of on terrestrial radio. We've got Genesis Radio Network, who carries me. They carry my conspiracy brother, Alex Jones. John Gibson's over there when he left Fox News. And so, you know, we got a good setup here. Then internally, we've got producers and you know, what I'm going to be doing, I got to tell you, I got to find inside baseball, you don't need to know. But there are other people that we're looking to bring on. It's a big team. We do a lot of stuff. I hope you enjoy this show. I really do. I love it when you contact us, kjradio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Jot this number down right now, 844-551-8255. Don't make me enunciate like that again. It's very difficult. Okay? So, listener messages. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Let's do this one. We've got Kyle, and his subject line just says, appreciate. Now, I don't know whether Kyle is telling me, appreciate, like, you better appreciate, or if he's saying, appreciate you. Kyle, not to get all up in your business, but be a little more specific. Because if you're telling me, appreciate, like, you better appreciate Kyle is here, I might get a little testy. But if you're telling me, I appreciate you, that's different, Kyle. Anyway, here's what he says in his message body. Kyle says, I work nights. I get home about 06:30. And he put 06:30. Military man, huh? Huh, Kyle? Yeah, 06:30. This is exactly what he says. He says, I work nights. I get home at about 06:30. When I get home, watch TV, have a drink, and relax. But I tell you what, January 22nd show. Nope. Even hand wash dishes. I love this, Kyle. To prolong turning off Stitcher to finish listening to your show. Awesome show. Kyle, if I'm lying, I'm dying. You said you wrote this, man. You wrote this. You may be aware. I don't know. You get home at 06:30. That's early in the morning. Watch TV. You drink. You relax. You turn on my show on January the 22nd. And you stretched it out, bro. I'm fist bumping you right now, okay? Bang, right there. I like that. That's a good listener message. And see, I'm messing with Kyle in terms of, you know, appreciating all that stuff. But I really do. I appreciate the fact that this guy has a routine, and he broke his routine because he liked the show. And he's telling me, dude, I listened to the show because it was fun. That's the way it's supposed to be. I want to be entertained. I don't listen to much radio. It isn't because these people are not good. They are, and you can get great topic ideas off of other people's shows. It's like comedians. Somebody tells a joke, and people go, oh, you steal that joke. You don't steal a joke. The joke will have a different sense for you. You know, like, it could be, you know, we were so poor, blah, blah, blah. And then you go, oh, wow, that's kind of cool, but we were so poor, boom. That's how people started shooting the dozens, you know. Oh, we were more poor than you. We were so poor. You know, no. I was more poor than that. And so that's how jokes evolve. That's how shows evolve. That's how ideas evolve. We call it derivative thought. I love that. That's why at some point we're going to have a team that you can actually hear on the show. And you'll hear these ideas just coming to be. That's what makes this fun, man. I mean, because without that, it's just me out here sort of going, here it is, here it is, here it is. Now, fortunately for you, I have a pretty vivid imagination. And I've also lived a relatively charmed life in lots of different cool places and been to many cool places and going to many cool more, God willing. So it makes it, you know, makes it a lot easier to do. And it makes this job good for me, you know. Where I'm not bored. Because I do the show not to bore myself. I tell you guys all the time, radio is a strange medium because people just repeat. Or they'll drag a segment out. Kind of like what I'm doing now. I'm kidding. But they'll drag something out. And you're going, hey, I really want to discuss such and such. And because we're a topic show that I'm picking the topics, I better have some good stuff, you know. And, you know, it's funny. We used to make a big deal about, like, well, how many hits did it get on the website? Or how many did, you know, when you look into what people are interested in, how many comments did it get and things like that? Honestly, I don't care. I think you should make any subject interesting, or it should be the backdrop of something that you think would be interesting to the audience. And if you're doing that, they let you know, like Kyle did. Thank you, Kyle. Here's what Larry said. Kevin. Just found your website. Very excited. Love to see you take over mainstream knucklehead media. Keep up the great work. I'm going to spread the word about you. Go Trump. Larry, thanks, my brother. I appreciate that. I really do. So anyway, we got tons to talk about. So we talked earlier about the SAG. This is probably, I don't know, a day or two ago. Talked about Screen Actors Guild. And who was it? I think his name was Macy. William H. Macy. Or I think that's his name. He won an award for some show. I don't watch it. It's on HBO. And he alluded to the idea of this, you know, this patriarchal Hollywood. But maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be. Maybe there's a little bit of blame that can go to the left. So he talked about that a bit. And then they talked about James Franco, because he was up for the same award, but he lost. And I'm just going to save James Franco a lot of time. He's going to lose everything that's coming up. Yeah, James Franco. Because he got accused of sexual harassment, and he gets caught up in all this hoopla of sexual harassment. And we covered it when it came out. When he was, I think it was at the Golden Globes. So it came out, and James Franco, he's a freak. He's wanting to date young girls, you know, I don't know what age, but I think at the time what we were talking about, 17, 18-year-old girls, stuff like that, inviting them back to his room. This dude, was he 39, 40, something like that? And I understand it. I mean, these girls are little hot bodies and stuff like that. You get it. But I don't know, man. That thing is flipped in my head to where I go. I see a girl that's 18, you know, 18, 19 years old. I see her as a child. I really do. It doesn't matter how beautiful she looks. I'm like, wow, she's gorgeous. She's a kid. And I think that's, I don't know, I think it's a sign of maturing, right? As you age, that generation of women just kind of moves away from you. And, you know, you go into the 30s and the 40-somethings or whatever. But, no, this dude is stuck there. But, you know, when we come back, I want to talk about what they said about him as it pertains to the Oscars. Yep. Another award show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Man, we lie all the time. We lie all the time. You know what a man's lie is like? A man's lie is like, I was at Tony's house. I'm at Kenny's house. That's a man's lie. A woman's lie is like, it's your baby. Well, we've all heard that one. And hey, the baby don't even look like me. Oh, he's got your hat. That's right. Who's the biggest liars? Women the biggest liars. Biggest liars. Look at you. All of you. You lie. You a liar. You. You a liar. You're all liars. Masters of the lie. The visual lie. Look at you. You got on heels. You ain't that tall. You got on makeup. Your face don't look like that. You got a weave. Your hair ain't that long. You got a Wonder Bra on, you ain't that big. Everything about you is a lie, and you expect me to tell the truth.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Chris Rock is so right. He's so right. And I'm going to tell you, okay, conservative ladies listening to the program, why? Because of the sexy voice of Kevin Jackson. I'm sorry, just got off track there. Anyway, for you conservative ladies listening to the program, and you do so every day because we, you know, we get along. We know each other. Generally speaking, what Chris Rock just said there does not apply to you. What I'm about to say, and when I talk about women, generally speaking, does not apply to you. It occasionally does. Let's be honest now, okay? Let's be honest. But it does apply to those leftist women. Now, when it comes to looks, sure. Conservative women, they wear heels, they push up the bosoms a bit, you know, do the whole thing. I get it. You know, vanity is one of those things that's across the spectrum. It has no political place, right? Now, I will tell you this. You will find more, say, fakitude, fakiality on the left than you will on the right. A conservative woman will say, you know what? They're wrinkles. It's not a big deal. I'm 50. I still look good, girl. You know, that kind of thing. Leftists, They want to look like Cat Lady. Huh? You know, face pulled back like they were stuck in the wind. Oh, man. And they all get that look. But anyway, women, but here again, conservative women will do that sometimes too. That's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm just, you know, because it is what it is. Vanity, beauty, across the spectrum. But as a general rule, leftists will do that more than the women on the right. They will put lots of dollars into that. So, the real issue comes in where, you know, like when Chris Rock was talking about, you know, a lie of a woman is she a baby. That's a big lie. A guy, like, he'll tell you, yeah, I was at my buddy's house and he was, you know, tipping. But a woman will tell you, it's your baby, knowing it's not your baby. I can tell you, I have first-hand knowledge of that, not, I should say second-hand, but my sister gave a pregnancy test to a girlfriend because she wanted three guys to give her money for rent, and she told all of them she was pregnant so they would pay for her abortion. That's the kind of stuff leftist women do. So she pockets $1,000, you know, pays her rent, and then can go shopping and get her nails done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, get her nails done. So that's the kind of stuff that women do, and women on the left. And so what we're witnessing with all this stuff that's going on with James Franco is a, you know, and not just him, Harvey Weinstein and others. And I'm not saying these guys are not guilty, but I'm saying they're guilty because the women have allowed them to be guilty. These guys, they couldn't do what women didn't let them do. James Franco, I mean, think what you want about it. I don't know. Some people say, he just reminds me of James Dean. He's cool, whatever. He's a movie star. And women are going to throw themselves at him, and they're going to let him do things. Same with Ben Affleck. Maybe you've seen that video where Ben Affleck runs up to a girl she's doing an interview, and he, like, you know, touches her breast a little bit. I'm not saying it wouldn't be offensive, but I'm just saying she was traumatized after the event and all this, and she's just going into, oh, my gosh, and it comes out years later. Because when Ben did it, he was an up-and-coming actor. But now he's a big-time actor. So when it's time for him to get an award, then guess what? The women come out of the woodwork and go, hey, look at this, boy. Woo-hoo, look at what he used to do to me or what he tried to do to me. I mean, it's so disingenuous in so many ways because I think about, I don't know much about these guys, and I'm sorry, I would never protect Hollywood. I don't have a care in the world about protecting those clowns. But here's what I will tell you. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and you could go down the list. They've helped many women get jobs in Hollywood. Not women they slept with, just women they've helped. James Franco's probably done the same. Harvey Weinstein, as bad of a guy as he is, he's probably done the same. Truly. Woody Allen. All of them. Woody Allen, I mean, half the women that, like Scarlett Johansson, Mira Sorvino, I know of these women because I watched them in films that I actually enjoyed of Woody Allen. He's a lecherous dude, but he makes funny films. But I learned of them there. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's done with these women. I don't think he's done anything. Except in the case of Woody, he introduced Mira Sorvino, I believe, to Weinstein. You know, but it's just such a terrible business that now they want to go after each other. And get this. The new whipping boy is James Franco, who I know he's an avid leftist. I can't stand the guy. I don't watch any of his films because I know his politics. But I will tell you this, as a man, to make him your whipping boy when you got Harvey Weinstein and the many others that have still been yet to be named. Remember when this was a big deal? I'm going to take a break. 2-3 months ago, what were we talking about before Harvey decided to go to rehab in Scottsdale? This was a big story. And suddenly, it went from, you know, Harvey, and suddenly, you know, and a few women that he had, you know, did things with, to an entire women's movement that the left tried to say, me too, and make it across corporate America. Because, see, this is what the left does. They distort. They will do whatever it takes to get you to forget what the real origins of things are. And don't think for 1 second this is about Harvey Weinstein. So the new whipping boy is now James Franco. They don't want to have another Casey Affleck moment, is what they say, with James Franco, where Casey Affleck wins an Oscar. I didn't watch the movie, but he wins an Oscar, and they go, oh my gosh, he's one of these people that's one of the molesters or the sexual abusers. Oh, so James Franco is not going to win anything for a while. I talked the other day about him where he says, look, make me the whipping boy. You know, I support the Time's Up movement. And if I have to be on stage for a little bit about it, fine. He's willing to take the bullet. And you know what? He'll probably get – it'll get over it or whatever because Hollywood will go back to normal. James Franco's probably starting to grow up a little bit. They said had his girlfriend at the – you know, whatever the latest one of these award shows was. And he sat there – oh, the SAG Awards, Screen Actors Guild. And he sat there and watched everybody else win. But he was, quote, brave enough to show up but not brave enough to walk the red carpet. He went through the back door, you know, through the help, back around the kitchen. Like he was a mafioso or something. But here's what they wrote about it. It was not hard. It was hard not to breathe a sigh of relief early Tuesday morning when the Oscar nominations were announced and Franco's name was absent from the Best Actor list. This is Hollywood cleaning itself up. They got rid of Harvey Weinstein. He's not going to get anything for a long time, if ever again. They got rid of Kevin Spacey. They're cleaning up their act. No, they're not. They're bringing in new blood. And fresh meat. The star of, quote, The Disaster Artist faced recent allegations of sexually inappropriate and exploitative behavior on Twitter and in the LA Times. His absence from the Oscar nominations list suggests that the Me Too movement is already impacting the entertainment industry in big and fast ways. So what are we going to end up with in this industry? Let me tell you, you're going to end up with a bunch of women running it. And that's, I don't care. If they're qualified and they're good to run it, run it. But let's see what happens. Because I don't know about you, and I'm not saying that women are going to just make a bunch of chick flicks, but I'll tell you what men do. They make films that I want to see. They make films when, you know, if you're dating somebody that you want to take a date to. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball for it. I didn't study Hollywood. It wasn't one of my industries when I was in management consulting. But I think any time that you do what you're doing and you ignore what has happened and pretend that women were not complicit and then say we're going to roll over all these guys and all this talent pool over what could be lies, because all these women are telling the truth. I'm going to be honest with you. They're not. Some are. Many aren't. So they thought Franco would get a nomination for his role in The Disaster Artist. But guess what? Hollywood knows how to punish. It takes away your trophies. Oh, he's going to make money in film. Can't have the trophy.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Saw a study. Look, we spend so much money on just nonsense in this country. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Crazy money. Going down a black hole. And when you're you take all these little projects and you say, oh, there's $1 million for this, $1,000, you know, $500,000, $1 billion, whatever. And they don't seem like a big deal. You add it all up, it's a lot of money. What bugs me most, though, is if you took these projects and you put a checklist by the American people and said, would you fund these things? The answer, and probably honestly, 98% of the cases, I would go, no. I would, heck to the no. But our government finds a reason to do these things, and I'm trying to figure out, how does this come up? I'm reminded of those stupid commercials where they would say, hey, listen, there's a lot of money out there for the government, and all you got to do is be able to put your grant together, and there's money available for all kinds of crazy things. And I would think, yeah, whatever, that's a ripoff. You know, you pay $45, and we'll give you the secret. And somebody paid it, and I think they're getting the money. I really think they're getting the goodies or grabbing the whoop. Because you look at the stuff that gets funded. One of the things I remember, because it was so insane, was studying the effects of alcohol on Chinese prostitutes. $2.1 million. And I remember thinking, what do you think the effects of alcohol are going to be on Chinese prostitutes? The same thing that it is on rhesus monkeys, and the same thing that it is on a male prostitute. It's the same. Just making it Chinese different. Oh, they're full of MSG. Oh, it's different. $2.1 million. Don't even go to the Senate. What is it? It's called the Citizens Against Government Waste, CAGW, or something like that. Go there and look at the different things that we spend our money on and tell me you'd spend your money on that nonsense. This is what bothers me. And you would think we should look, this is crony capitalism. This is somebody saying, hey, Chucky, look, I need a few bones, man. And he goes, I tell you what, you file for a grant. And you tell them that you're going to study blankety blank blank, you know, the mating habits of a brown squirrel that migrates in the winter. You know, it'll be the most crazy thing. I can't think of anything funny and crazy today. That makes me mad right there. That's what you should be mad about if you're listening to this program, and you are right now. But whatever it is, they're talking to a congressman, and the congressman's going, you know, okay, look, here's what I'll do. I'll get you the grant, but you got to donate $50,000 to the campaign or get a fundraiser going or whatever. I swear I think that's what happens. Because you can't be this silly with the things you spend your money on. And then try to act as if you're you're an intelligent part of the intelligentsia. You're the people that are supposed to be governing our money. I'm talking about congressmen. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that our money goes into things that we care about. And this, I got a study right here, and I swear, this is some Obama-era exploration of his sexuality, because I don't understand why we would do this. Why does the State Department of America, under President Trump, this had to originate under Obama, I swear, need to study the gender identity of Kenyan boys? Somebody? Anybody? You guys want to take a guess? I don't get this. They announced a $600,000 taxpayer-funded study that suggests, and here's the quote, ideals of masculinity in Kenya are contributing to terrorism. Now, look, I don't know how big of a hotbed of terror Kenya is, but I do know that in Somalia it is. I do know that there are areas in the Middle East where it is. Why are we studying Kenyan boys? I bet you if we trace this down, that's what Barack Obama's like. I bet before I get out of here, I can give me another $600,000. And he took it on a bet. $1. This is ridiculous. The department's, quote, Bureau of Counterterrorism is seeking a nonprofit group to explore gender identities of boys and men in Kenya. The grant proposal states that men being, quote, tough, heterosexual, aggressive, unemotional, and achieving can make them vulnerable to joining Islamic extremist groups. Now, let's just hold on to that thought for just a second. If you're tough, you're heterosexual, I'm 2 for 2 so far, aggressive, I'm 3 for 3, unemotional, depending on the circumstances, I'm just still 3 for 3, you're 3 for 4, and achieving. Now I'm 4 out of 5. I'm 80% of what it takes the vulnerable class to joining in this Islamic terrorist group. If I were Kenyan, where's my ancestry? Because I don't think I'm any Kenyan. I'm Cameroon, and I'm Nigerian, and I'm Cameroon. and a couple of other things, Tongo and some, not Congo, but Benin. So anyway, I'm not Kenyan, so that's the one thing I got going for me. But I'm four out of those five, and I'm unemotional when it comes to certain things. If you get me upset, I'm completely unemotional. You know, I got some dude sends me a buck dancing duck. You know, he's his Daffy Duck looking. You know, and it's buck dancing. And I said, what's this supposed to mean? Uncle Tom, where? See, I'm unemotional. If that dude was in front of me, he would not have the guts to tell me that. He wouldn't. I'll tell you what. If I'm that, what do you want to do about it? You want me to buck dance right now in front of you? Ba-ba-ba-da. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Because once I'm finished, what are you going to do? Because the minute you do the wrong thing, I promise you, lights out for you. So what are you going to do? I'm unemotional in that regard. So I'm five out of five. I'm just not Kenyan. I'm never going to join ISIS. So bada bing, bada boom. I guess it's part of the DNA of the Kenyan kids. Here's what they're going to say. Gender is increasingly recognized as an essential aspect to understanding and countering violent extremism throughout the world. To date, research and interventions on gender in Kenya have predominantly focused on the role of women and girls in violent extremism. Who paid for that? However, get this, men and boys are disproportionately recruited by and join terrorist groups and carry out terrorist operations. So let me stop there just a second and say, then why did you do the study on women? How much did that cost? In Kenya, they say there currently exists no CVE, Countering Violent Extremism, programming dedicated to the role of gender of boys and men's and vulnerability to violent extremism. Let me tell you what will stop violent extremism. By the way, everything they just described is the typical black kid growing up in America. You got to grow up tough. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. I can't remember who. And I said, you know, what really bugs me is raising boys to men, which I've done, and having to spend time training them to be able to fight. In a civilized society, I shouldn't even have to worry about that. It should just be, focus on your studies. Be good be good citizens and whatever. You shouldn't have to fight. Oh, you know, we were talking about, I was having a conversation. I said, how many times do you think Donald Trump fought in his life? And it was one of my friends. Can't remember who. And he goes, never. And then I said, twice at the most, right? He said, yeah. I said, Trump didn't even spend 2 seconds worrying about, ooh, I better go, hit the dojo. I got to go hit the weights or whatever. It was all about, academics, getting ahead, learning how to run businesses and things like that. We spend so much time in the minority community on this kind of nonsense. And all it does is it broods this idea, just breeds this idea. You got to be tough. Let me tell you, if you grow up in the streets, in the hood, you better at least act tough if you're not. And you're going to get tried, so you better be able to back it up. Heterosexual. Really? So if I were gay, I wouldn't be as aggressive. Well, probably true. Which brings me to aggressive. Unemotional. Meaning, you probably suffer from PTSD. Ideals of masculinity. That's it. You want to study. Look, let me just save you. Cut to the chase. Let me save America $592,500, almost $600,000. Young boys that grow up hard, that grow up in conditions like that. Yes, they are prone to violence. Let them have their fathers. Let them have their families. Never stop.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.